We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, for the first time this season, you fall. Chase County got you guys 46-0 on Friday night. I know when we talked last week, you knew what Chase County had. But, you know, what do you learn from this game, knowing it's a rough start for you guys to open up district play?
Yeah, you know, it was a frustrating night, and Chase County just wreaked havoc on us. And, you know, sometimes you need to be humbled a little bit, and I know I certainly was, and I think our team certainly was. And sometimes through failure, there's something to be learned, and I think after – you know, breaking down the film and trying to address some things that we need to clean up, you know, that's kind of the approach that we need to take, because, you know, we're one block away on a lot of plays or two blocks away. You know, we had a lot of missed assignments. We got down in their territory three times, all the way down to the two-yard line, and didn't score. And, you know, 14-0. I didn't think we were playing. I thought we were pretty flat, and it was 14-0 still. We were right there with under 4 minutes to go, and we don't punch it in, you know, and then all of a sudden it's 30-0 at half. So kind of, you know, the momentum shift in eight-man football, and we made mistakes, and Chase County certainly capitalized and had a great game plan. And so it was just, you know, a number of things, but at the end of the day, like, you know, we were able to reevaluate, look at ourselves in the mirror a little bit this week, and try to get some things corrected going into this week. There's no time to sulk, because we got another tough opponent ahead.
What's your message to your guys as you enter practice this week?
Well, I think our message is don't hide from, you know, the reality of what happened Friday. You know, our energy was flat. Chase County's energy was not. Our game plan, you know, that I had put in place was not a good game plan. That one falls on me. And Chase County was more prepared, and I didn't have our group prepared. I thought, you know, Chase County did some things, but I thought we were doing a lot of thinking on Friday, you know, and that has a lot to do with what Chase County was doing scheme-wise. Like, our kids were thinking too much rather than just reacting and playing. So by the time we reacted to what they were doing, and you know, their speed is already fast, and then we were just two or three steps too slow, and their speed hurt us. And so our message is, hey, look at ourselves in the mirror, take ownership of some of our mistakes, and get them corrected. That's all we can do. Like, you know, if we get some things corrected, you know, we're a pretty good football team. But if we continue to make some of the same mistakes we made Friday night, whether it's energy, whether it's execution, those type of things, then, you know, it's going to be a struggle. So hopefully, you know, we want to respond. You know, that's the big challenge, is respond this week. We got an opportunity to go on the road and earn a tough win in district play, and, you know, all that stuff matters come down the stretch, you know, to get in the playoffs. So we're looking for our kids to respond and fix the things that we need to fix.
We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you go to Care Paravel coming up on Friday, and Care Paravel lost to Linden. I believe that game had to be shortened as well. I believe they had an injury. But it looks like they can put up some points. They put 30 up on Linden, but what challenges lie ahead for you guys?
Yeah, Care Paravel is really explosive. Quite honestly, I really think they're probably one of the best teams in 8-man 1. They just happen to have two losses to Axtell, who's ranked number 1, and Linden, who's ranked number 2. And they've been in both of those games. Care Paravel, their record says 2-2, but they're electric. They got, you know, elite athletes, which is nothing, no surprise. We knew they were young last year with some sophomores, and they returned all those guys. So it's no surprise. So, you know, they're definitely going to give us some fits with their speed and their spread offense, and we hope, you know, our goal is to just try to create some opportunities to get some turnovers, you know. And one thing we didn't do a good job of this week was, you know, when Chase County went down and scored on us, we weren't able to put a drive together to respond and stay in the game. You know, if Care Paravel scores, we need to be able to bounce back on offense and go down and score. I don't think offensively, I still think we're talented enough and good enough. We don't need to be, you know, we struggled a lot, but I still think we should be putting some points on the board, and that's what we got to do this week, is try to match their scoring, which will certainly be tough. But if we can create a couple turnovers, maybe a special teams opportunity, and try to put some points on the board, I think we can be in the game and give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter, and looking for our guys to compete and get back on the winning side of things.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, appreciate you having me.
That's Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.